Chapter 36. Gaskets and Sealants. Purpose and Function. Need for gaskets and sealants. Gaskets and sealants are used in engines to seal gaps and potential gaps between two or more parts. Gaskets and sealants must be able to withstand temperatures to which the engine part may be exposed during normal operation. Vibrations produced in the engine and the accessories that are attached to the engine. Acids and other chemicals that are found in and throughout an engine. Expanding and contracting at different rates, they must be able to seal even though the two parts are expanding and contracting at different rates. This happens when the engine is started at low temperature all the way to normal operating temperature, and it repeats this cycle every time the engine is operated. See Figure 36.1. Head gaskets. Requirements needed: the head gasket is under the highest clamping loads. It must seal passages that carry coolant and often is required to seal a passage that carries hot engine oil. The most demanding job of the head gasket is to seal the combustion chamber. As a rule of thumb, about 75% of the head bolt clamping force is used to seal the combustion chamber. The remaining 25% seals the coolant and oil passages. See Figure 36.2. The gasket must seal when the temperature is as low as minus 40 degrees Fahrenheit, or minus 40 degrees Celsius, and as high as 400 degrees Fahrenheit, or 204 degrees Celsius. The combustion pressures can get up to 1,000 psi, or 6,900 kilopascals, on gasoline engines. Cylinder head bolts are tightened to a specified torque, which stretches the bolt. The following forces are applied to a head gasket. The combustion pressure tries to push the head upward and the piston downward on the power stroke. This puts additional stress on the head bolts and it reduces the clamping load on the head gasket, just when the greatest seal is needed. A partial vacuum during the intake stroke tries to pull the head down against the gasket. As the crankshaft rotates, the force on the head changes from pressure on the combustion stroke to vacuum on the intake stroke, then back to pressure. Newer engines have lightweight thin wall castings. The castings are quite flexible, so that they move as the pressure in the combustion chamber changes from high pressure to vacuum. The gasket must be able to compress and recover fast enough to maintain a seal as the pressure in the combustion chamber changes back and forth between pressure and vacuum. As a result, head gaskets are made of several different materials that are assembled in numerous ways, depending on the engine. Note: older head gasket designs often contained asbestos and required that the head bolts be retorqued after the engine had been run to operating temperature. Head gaskets today are dense and do not compress like those older style gaskets. Therefore, most head gaskets are called no-retorque type gaskets, meaning the cylinder head bolts do not have to be retorqued after the engine has run. New gaskets do not contain asbestos. Types of head gaskets. Perforated steel core gaskets. A perforated steel core gasket uses a wire mesh core with fiber facings. Another design has rubber fiber facings cemented to a solid steel core with an adhesive. See Figures 36.3 and 36.4. Refer to Figure 36.1. Gaskets are used in many locations in the engine. Refer to Figure 36.2. Gaskets help prevent leaks between two surfaces, graphite or composite facing material. Refer to Figure 36.3, a typical perforated steel core head gasket with a. Refer to Figure 36.4, a solid steel core head gasket with a non-stick coating, which allows some movement between the block and the head, and is especially important on engines that use cast iron blocks with aluminum cylinder heads. Tech tip. Wow. I can't believe a cylinder can deform that much. An automotive instructor used a dial bore gauge in a four-cylinder, cast iron engine block to show students how much a block can deform. Using just one hand, the instructor was able to grasp both sides of the block and then squeeze it. The dial bore gauge showed that the cylinder deflected about 0.0003 of an inch just by squeezing the block with one hand, and that was with a cast iron block. After this demonstration, the students were more careful during engine assembly and always used a torque wrench on each and every fastener that was installed in or on the engine block. The thickness of the gasket is controlled by the thickness of the metal core. The facing is thick enough to compensate for minor warpage and surface defects. The fiber facing is protected around the combustion chamber with a metal armor, also called a fire ring. See Figure 36.5. The metal also increases the gasket thickness around the cylinder so that it uses up to 75% of the clamping force and forms a tight combustion seal. Multi-layered steel gaskets. The multi-layered steel, known as MLS, gaskets are constructed in the following manner. 3 to 5 layers of stainless steel sheet are separated by elastomer, rubber, material. The elastomer material is between the layers of the sheet metal and on both surfaces. The multiple layers of metal provide a spring-like effect to the gasket, which allows it to keep the combustion chamber sealed. The many layers of thin steel reduce bore and overhead camshaft distortion with less clamping force loss than previous designs. See Figure 36.6. Refer to Figure 36.5, the armor ring can be made from steel or copper. Refer to Figure 36.6, multi-layer steel, or MLS, gaskets are used on many newer all-aluminum engines, as well as on engines that use a cast block with aluminum cylinder heads. This type of gasket allows the aluminum to expand without losing the sealing ability of the gasket. The use of multi-layered steel gaskets also reduces the torque requirement and, therefore, reduces the stresses on the fastener and engine block. MLS gaskets are used in most engines that use aluminum cylinder heads and cast iron blocks. The use of MLS head gaskets requires that both the head and the block deck surface have a smooth surface finish of 15 to 30 microinches. This smooth surface finish allows the head to move slightly during operation and not damage the gasket. Cover gasket materials. Cover gasket requirements. Cover gaskets are used to seal valve covers, oil pans, timing chain, and other covers. The gasket must be impermeable to the fluids it is designed to seal and route. The gasket must conform to the shape of the surface, and it must be resilient, or elastic, to maintain the sealing force as it is compressed. Gaskets work best when they are compressed about 30%. Cork gaskets, older engines often used gaskets made from cork. Cork is the bark from a Mediterranean cork oak tree. It is made of very small, flexible, 14-sided, air-filled fiber cells, about 0.001 of an inch, or 0.025 millimeters, in size. Disadvantages of cork gaskets include the following. Because cork is mostly wood, it expands when it gets wet and shrinks when it dries. This causes cork gaskets to change in size when they are in storage and while installed in the engine. Oil gradually wicks through the organic binder of the cork, so a cork gasket often looks like it is leaking. Problems with cork gaskets led the gasket industry to develop cork cover gaskets using synthetic rubber as a binder for the cork. This type of gasket is called a cork rubber gasket. These cork rubber gaskets are easy to use, and they outlast the old cork gaskets. Fiber gaskets, some oil pans use fiber gaskets. Covers with higher clamping forces use gaskets with fibers that have greater density. For example, timing covers may have either fiber or paper gaskets. Synthetic rubber gaskets, molded, oil-resistant synthetic rubber is being used in more applications to seal covers. When it is compounded correctly, it forms a superior cover gasket. It operates at high temperatures for a longer period of time than does a cork rubber cover gasket. See Figure 36.7. Rubber-coated metal gaskets, the rubber-coated metal known as RCM gasket uses a metal core to give strength to the gasket. The metal is coated with a layer on both sides with silicone rubber and molded in sealing beads. RCM gaskets are used in many places, including water pump gaskets, valve cover gaskets, and oil pan gaskets. See Figure 36.8. Refer to Figure 36.7, left to right, cork rubber, paper, composite, and synthetic rubber, or elastomer, gaskets. Refer to Figure 36.8, rubber-coated steel gaskets have replaced many oil pan gaskets that once had separate side rail gaskets and end seals. Refer to Figure 36.9, formed-in-place gaskets often use silicone rubber and are applied at the factory using a robot. Check gasket manufacturers for the correct gasket replacement. Formed-in-place gaskets, formed-in-place gaskets known, FIPG, are commonly used because they can be applied at the engine plant using a robot. The sealing material is extruded and placed onto the sealing surface, the two parts being sealed are placed together, and the fasteners tightened. When FIPG are being replaced during an engine repair or overhaul, check service information for the exact gasket material to use. See Figure 36.9. Plastic and rubber gaskets, most intake manifold gaskets use a nylon, usually nylon 6.6, reinforced body with silicone rubber sealing surfaces. The nylon is used for two reasons. Reason number one. It provides a thermal barrier to help stop the heat from the cylinder heads to flow to the intake manifold. This helps keep the intake air cooler, resulting in increased engine power. Reason number two. The nylon plastic is strong and provides a stable foundation for the silicone rubber seal. See Figure 36.10. Refer to Figure 36.10, a typical intake manifold gasket showing the metal washer at each fastener location, which keeps the gasket from being compressed too much. Tech tip: rubber and contact cement. One of the reasons why gaskets fail is due to their movement during installation. Some gaskets, such as cork or rubber valve cover gaskets or oil pan gaskets, can be held onto the cover using a rubber or contact cement. To use a rubber or contact cement, use the following steps. Step 1. Apply a thin layer to one side of the gasket and to the cover where the gasket will be placed. Step 2. Allow the surfaces to air dry until touch-free. Step 3. Carefully place the gaskets onto the cover, being sure to align all of the holes. Caution: do not attempt to remove the gasket and reposition it. The glue is strong and the gasket will be damaged if removed. If the gasket has been incorrectly installed, remove the entire gasket, clean the gasket surface, and repeat the installation using a new gasket. Gasket failures. Causes of gasket failure: gaskets can fail to seal properly, but the root cause is often a severe condition. A head gasket can fail for the following reasons. Detonation, or spark knock or ping, may cause extreme pressure to be exerted on the armor of the head gasket, causing it to deform. A plugged PCV system can increase crankcase pressure, resulting in engine gasket failures, such as oil pan, valve cover, timing cover, and main oil seals. Improper installation, such as incorrect torquing sequence, can cause gasket failure. Refer to Figure 3611. This intake manifold gasket was damaged due to fretting. Newer designs allow for more movement between the intake manifold and the cylinder head. Fretting. Fretting is a condition that can destroy intake manifold gaskets, caused by the unequal expansion and contraction of two different engine materials. For example, if the intake manifold is constructed of aluminum and the cylinder heads are cast iron, the intake manifold expands more than the cylinder heads. This causes a shearing effect, which can destroy the gasket. Therefore, before assembling an engine, check for the latest design gaskets that are often different from the type originally used in the engine. See Figure 3611. Oil seals. Purpose and function: oil seals allow the shaft to rotate and seal the area around the shaft to prevent oil or coolant from leaking. Seals come in varied sizes and styles. Tech tip: hints for gasket usage. Hint number 1. Never reuse an old gasket. A used gasket or seal has already been compressed, has lost some of its resilience, and has taken a set. If a used gasket does reseal, it will not seal as well as a new gasket or seal. Hint number 2. A gasket should be checked to make sure it is the correct gasket. Also check the list on the outside of the gasket set to make sure that the set has all the gaskets that may be needed before the package is opened. Hint number 3. Read the instruction sheet. An instruction sheet is included with most gaskets. It includes a review of the things the technician should do to prepare and install the gaskets, to give the best chance of a good seal. The instruction sheet also includes special tips on how to seal spots that are difficult to seal or that require special care to seal on a particular engine. Refer to Figure 3612. A rear main seal has to be designed to seal oil from leaking around the crankshaft under all temperature conditions. Seal materials: most seals use a steel backing for strength and a variety of sealing materials, including Buna N. Vidin, known as fluorocarbon, or Teflon, known as polytetrafluoroethylene, also called PTFE. See Figure 3612. Caution: do not use oil on a Teflon seal because this type of seal requires that some of the material be transferred to the rotating shaft to seal properly. If oil is used on the seal will leak. Tech tip: always check the VIN. There are so many variations in engines that it is important that the correct gasket or seal be used. For example, a similar engine may be used in a front-wheel drive or a rear-wheel drive application, and this could affect the type or style of gasket or seal used. For best results, the wise technician should know the vehicle identification number, or VIN, when ordering any engine part. Assembly sealants. RTV silicone. RTV silicone is used by most technicians in sealing engines. RTV, or room temperature vulcanization, means that the silicon rubber material cures at room temperature. It is not really the temperature that causes RTV silicone to cure, but the moisture in the air. RTV silicone cures to a tack-free state in about 45 minutes. It takes 24 hours to fully cure. RTV silicone is available in several different colors. The color identifies the special blend within a manufacturer's product line. Equal grades of silicone made by different manufacturers may have different colors. RTV silicone can be used in two ways in engine sealing. 1. It can be used as a gasket substitute between a stamped cover and a cast surface. 2. It is used to fill gaps or potential gaps. A joint between gaskets or between a gasket and a seal is a potential gap. RTV precautions include. Precaution number 1. Some RTV silicon sealers use acetic acid, and the fumes from this type can be drawn through the engine through the PCV system and cause damage to oxygen sensors. Always use an amine-type RTV silicone or one that states on the package that it is safe for oxygen sensors. Precaution number 2. RTV should not be used with a gasket as a sealer because it is slippery and could easily cause the gasket to move out of proper location. Precaution number 3. RTV silicone should never be used around fuel because fuel cuts through it. Silicone should not be used as a sealer on gaskets. It squeezes out to leave a bead inside and a bead outside the flange. The inside bead might fall into the engine, plugging passages and causing engine damage. The thin film still remaining on the gasket stays uncured, just as it would be in the original tube. The uncured silicon is likely to let the gasket or seal slip out of place. See Figure 36.13. Refer to Figure 36.13, Room Temperature Vulcanization, RTV, is designed to be a gasket substitute on non-machine surfaces. Be sure to follow the instructions as printed on the tube for best results. Anaerobic sealers. Anaerobic sealers cure in the absence of air. They are used as thread lockers, such as Loctite, and they are used to seal rigid machine joints between cast parts. Anaerobic sealers lose their sealing ability at temperatures above 300 degrees Fahrenheit, or 149 degrees Celsius. On production lines, the curing process is speeded up by using ultraviolet light. When the anaerobic sealer is used on threads, air does not get to it, so it hardens to form a seal to prevent the fastener from loosening. Anaerobic sealers can be used to seal machine surfaces without a gasket. The surfaces must be thoroughly cleaned to get a good seal. Special primers are recommended for use on the sealing surface to get a better bond with anaerobic sealers. See Figures 36.14 and 36.15. Non-hardening sealers. Sealers are non-hardening materials. Examples of sealer trade names include Forma Gasket 2, Plia Seal, Tight Seal 2, Aviation Forma Gasket, Brushed Tack, Copper Coat, Spray Tack, and High Tack. Sealers are always used to seal the threads of bolts that break into coolant passages. Sealers for sealing threads may include Teflon. Sealer is often recommended for use on shim-type head gaskets and intake manifold gaskets. These gaskets have a metal surface that does not conform to any small amounts of surface roughness on the sealing surface. The sealer fills the surface variations between the gasket and the sealing surface. Sealer may be used as a sealing aid on paper and fiber gaskets if the gasket needs help with sealing on a scratched, corroded, or rough surface finish. The sealer may be used on one side or on both sides of the gasket. Caution: sealer should never be used on rubber or cork rubber gaskets. Instead of holding the rubber gasket or seal, it helps the rubber to slip out of place because the sealer never hardens. Refer to Figure 36.14. Anaerobic sealer is used to seal machine surfaces. Always follow the instructions on the tube for best results. Refer to Figure 36.15. The strength of the thread locker depends on whether the fastener is to be removed by hand, which is blue. High-strength thread locker, which is red, can only be removed if heated. Anti-seize compounds. Anti-seize compounds are used for the following. On fasteners in the engine to prevent seizing. Exhaust manifold bolts or nuts, and oxygen sensors, keep them from seizing. The anti-seize compound minimizes the chance of threads being pulled or breaking as the oxygen sensor is removed. Always follow the vehicle manufacturer's recommendations found in service information. See Figure 36.16. Figure 36.16. Applying anti-seize compound to the threads of a bolt helps prevent the threads from galling or rusting. Refer to sealant summary chart 36.1. Summary chart showing where sealants are used and their common trade names. Review questions. Question 1. What is the purpose of a gasket? Question 2. What are the types of cover gaskets? Question 3. Why is armor used in head gaskets? Question 4. What is the difference between RTV and anaerobic sealers? Question 5. What is needed for an anaerobic sealer to cure? Chapter Quiz. Question 1. What force causes a head gasket to be drawn downward during engine operation? A. Intake stroke vacuum. B. Gravity. C. Head bolt torque. D. Exhaust gas pressure. Question 2. Where is a multi-layered steel, or MLS, gasket most often used in an engine? A. Valve cover gasket. B. Oil pan gasket. C. Head gasket. D. Intake manifold gasket. Question 3. A steel or copper wire used in a head gasket around the cylinder is called A. Armor. B. Fire ring. C. Ridge block. D. Either A or B. Question 4. A one-piece oil pan gasket often uses what in the middle to add strength? A. Plastic, or nylon. B. Steel. C. Hard rubber. D. Carbon fiber. Question 5. Some gaskets use a steel washer around each bolt hole. The purpose of this washer is to A. Improve the strength of the gasket. B. Help seal around the bolt hole. C. Help prevent the gasket from shrinking. D. Prevent the gasket from being overly compressed. Question 6. A gasket failure caused by the movement of dissimilar materials is called A. Fretting. B. Corrosion. C. Collapsing. D. Tearing. Question 7. Which type of oil seal must not have oil applied for it to work correctly? A. Silicon rubber. B. Bunaen. C. Teflon. D. Vitin. Question 8. What precautions should be followed when using gaskets? A. Never reuse an old gasket. B. A gasket should be checked to make sure it is the correct gasket. C. Read the instruction sheet. D. All of the above. Question 9. Which type of sealer is to be used on non-machine surfaces? A. RTV. B. Anaerobic sealer. C. Either A or B. D. Neither A nor B. Question 10. Which product requires heat to remove? A. Red thread locker. B. Blue thread locker. C. RTV. D. Anti-seize. End of chapter 36.